Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day where people say, well, tomorrow is the first day of the rest of your life. Well, today, after the big debate last night, a debate where President Trump, almost universally, it has been acknowledged, had a better debate performance. He even acknowledged it, though he said there were some very aggressive groups of people who liked what he did in the first debate. This has been a much more popular, much more successful performance. And I know that Republican analysts and strategists and campaign aides are all hoping that this can help power and energize a last-minute push for President Trump. It is totally possible that he wins this election, regardless of what the polling shows at the moment. And something I tweeted about and spoke to you about yesterday, which is entirely possible, is that even if he loses the crucial states of Michigan and, say, Wisconsin, or Michigan and Pennsylvania, and I mentioned Michigan first because of the states that President Trump carried last time that gave him his 304 electoral votes. He actually only got 304. He had actually won 306. If he wins all those same states again, he gets 306 electoral votes. He probably won't win them all again, and he doesn't have to. He could lose Michigan and Pennsylvania and still win the election. How? If he wins again in the second congressional district in Nebraska, and if he wins again in the second congressional district in Maine. And in both of those congressional districts, Nebraska and Maine are the two states that divided up into congressional districts. That gives him his 270 vote majority. And President Trump right now is running ahead in both states. There is current polling information, new polling information, and it shows a whole series of Senate races tightening and indicating that the Republicans do have a very realistic chance to hold control of the U.S. Senate. And it is a wildly unpredictable scene. There's a race in Alaska, a heated Senate race in Alaska, and involving a Republican and an independent who would caucus with the Democrats almost certainly. And I say caucus with because that's crucial. Right now there are two members of the Democratic caucus that they are counting on to build their potential majority in the U.S. Senate, Bernie Sanders of Vermont and Angus King of Maine, who are both officially independents, though their background obviously is very much with the Democratic Party, with Bernie Sanders running twice for the Democratic presidential nomination. The battle is on, and there are states where it is a flat-out tie. For instance, a new Rasmussen poll in Iowa, which is a state that Trump won last time by 9 points, shows before the second debate that Biden and Trump are tied at 47%. Scott Rasmussen also did a Wisconsin poll showing Biden leading Trump 50-44, leading by 6 points. There are two different polls in Michigan that show Biden well ahead. But is it possible that some of his comments last night about energy will come back to bite him and will cost him votes throughout the Midwest in crucial swing states like Ohio, which is also just about tied, and Pennsylvania. I do, and I've said this on the air before, I think that President Trump will carry Ohio. He carried it by 8.5 points last time. Ohio has a Republican governor and Republican legislature, and I think it is likely that President Trump wins there. But where else will this battle be fought out? Well, wherever it's going to be fought out, and even in the state of Texas, which is a competitive state, in the state of Arizona, across the country, in crucial swing states, this energy issue could hurt Joe Biden. Here's what caused all the problem. This is Joe Biden in last night's debate. That would be cut six.
I would transition from the oil industry, yes.
Oh,
I would
transition.
That is a big statement.
That's a
because
big statement.
I would stop.
Why would you do that?
Because the oil industry pollutes significantly.
Oh, I see.
Here's the deal. But
that's a big statement.
That. Well, if you let me finish the statement, because it has to be replaced by renewable energy over time. Over time. And I'd stop giving to the oil industry, I'd stop giving them federal subsidies.
Okay, this is clearly the worst and most damaging moment of the debate for Vice President Biden. And Nancy Pelosi made it even worse this morning. Here's what she said on MSNBC. That would be clip seven.
It's a values issue. If you believe, as I do, that this is God's creation and that we have a moral responsibility to be good stewards of it. But even if you share that religious view, we all agree that we have a moral responsibility to our children to preserve this planet and pass it on to them.
Okay, we do, but the idea of transitioning away from the oil industry. Look, we have done a great deal for energy conservation. That's been part of the story of America's energy independence. And the idea that you're going to tell Americans, all of whom cherish our cars, that we're all going to be going to electric-only cars or solar-powered cars, which don't exist and can't work. And again, Joe Biden is just flat out wrong, suggesting that we can replace petroleum sometime soon or any time in the foreseeable future with solar and wind power and other renewables. Maggie Haberman, who covers the White House for the New York Times, appeared on CNN. This is clip eight. And she told CNN that Biden may have made a very serious mistake. Listen.
That was a moment that I think that Joe Biden might end up regretting, depending on, you know, whether people believe that there is still enough time to suffer anything in this race. But I think that the Trump campaign already, from the folks I've heard from, pointing to that moment as something they hope to highlight in places like Ohio and Pennsylvania, where places where this might resonate with voters. They think that it was an unforced error and that it is part of why they have been trying to force attention on Biden and what he will do in the coming years.
Okay, I think she's right. And, of course, it is scary to people. And Trump went on the attack on this issue immediately after that comment by Joe Biden on the issue of fracking. This would be clip nine.
It's all a pipe dream. But you know what we'll do? We're going to have the greatest economy in the world. But if you want to kill the economy, get rid of your oil industry. You want to, and what about fracking?
All right, let me allow Vice President Biden to respond.
I never said I oppose fracking.
You said it on tape.
I did. Show the tape. Put it on your website.
I'll put it on.
Put it on the website. The fact of the matter is, he's flat lying.
Okay, the truth is that He wasn't flat lying. There is tape to be put on the website. And even CNN and their fact checker referred to that. I do think that going forward, it's going to be imperative and quickly for Joe Biden to clear this up. He does favor a ban of fracking on federal land. And sometimes he's been sloppy in making that distinction between that kind of ban on federal land and any kind of ban on fracking on private land, which he does not support. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the Medved Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now, who've not yet taken the leap to become a Medhead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the Medhead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing Medhead members, we've discounted everything at the Medved History Store by 50%.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Michael Medved Show. We are going to be speaking coming up to Dr. Roger Stark of the Washington Policy Center about healthcare reform, an issue that got touched upon last night in the debate and was touched upon further in the debate between Leslie Stahl of CBS News, who interviewed President Trump for 60 Minutes. It was a 37-minute interview. President Trump took the unusual step of releasing all of the raw footage, which showed them talking back and forth about his objection to some of the questions. That probably will not make it into the version that we will all see on Sunday night when President Trump and Vice President Biden both have interviews that will be set to air on 60 Minutes. By the way, also including Mike Pence and Kamala Harris, who, by the way, seems to have been missing in action. She has been, according to people close to the Biden campaign, a major disappointment. She has not communicated as well with the American public as people expected that she would. Peggy Noonan, in her piece that's going to run Sunday in the Wall Street Journal, said the headline is "A Good Debate and It's Not Quite Over." And she writes that the hour and a half between 9 and 10:30 p.m. last night at Belmont University in Nashville was the last chance Donald Trump had to turn it all around. Did he? Could he? "It's late in the game," she writes. "Most people's minds are set, and more than 40 million have already voted. I believe today they're saying close to 50 million have already voted. But President Trump did himself some good. He wasn't a belligerent nut. He held himself together. He controlled himself. He presented opening remarks that made sense. He won, not a dazzling win," says Peggy Noonan at the Wall Street Journal, "but a win that kept him in the game. He succeeded in doing what Joe Biden didn't have to do. If you wanted or needed an excuse, an out to vote for Mr. Trump, if you wanted an argument that justified your decision in a conversation in the office, he probably gave you what you need." I just notice here, there are not many conversations in offices because we all tend to be working at home. It was a good debate, she says. The candidates argued about big things. And she said, "Mr. Trump's power, recovered Thursday night, is to speak like normal people speak, so you can understand him without having to translate what he's saying in your head. He appears to have lied a great deal. That will be adjudicated in the coming days," she says. Moderator Kristen Welker was fabulous, fair-minded, professional, and in control. What a star. I do think it's kind of amazing how much and how universal the praise for Kristen Welker has been. I think that's just because the debate went so much better, and nobody could complain about the use of the mute button, which she didn't control and which they knew in advance would only apply to when each of the candidates was giving an initial answer in each of the six segments. Trump supporters believe he will win because of his special magic. Trump foes, she writes, fear he will win because of his dark magic. Pollsters and pundits stare at the data and wonder how to quantify his unfathomable magic. It's remarkable that in all their different ways, they put so much stock in the president's powers, his ability to pull a black swan out of a hat. I believe he is not magic and faces a big loss. But from the way he's acted this week leading up to the debate, flailing about, stirring themeless chaos, so does he. But then she points out there are many points that contradict this picture. And the Gallup poll she points to, that 56% of Americans feel that they're better off than they were 4 years ago, that's significant. What does this mean? She says, because that same poll and Siena poll, similar poll, they asked people, do you think you're better off than you were 4 years ago? 49%. That's also a big number. That's a winning number usually for a president. But then they asked people, do you think the country is better off than it was 4 years ago? Only 39% said yes. So what does this mean? Asks Peggy Noonan. No one knows. If the polling is more or less correct, you wonder, will people vote on their own circumstances or what they perceive to be the country's? And Peggy Noonan goes on and she says, Mr. Biden should be talking every day in a big way to the country he wishes to lead. He shouldn't be seated in a handsome chair waiting for the crown to be passed or going out for ice cream in a mask like John Dillinger on the lam. Maybe after this debate he'll change. President Trump criticized that whole idea about going out for ice cream. He talked about the fact this is in his exchange with Leslie Stahl at CBS. And he said, Biden never gets tough questions. He says he went out for ice cream in his mask, and they asked him, what flavor ice cream did you get? That's not a tough question. Turnout looks to be historic. There are predictions that it will reach 150 million, even 160 million, says Peggy Noonan. 4 years ago, 137 million people voted. The changes in how we vote, from early voting to voting by mail, all hastened by the pandemic, those changes will have been established after this election and won't go away. This will make things appear more democratic and may leave them more democratic with a large D. Progressive preoccupation with the Electoral College is about to diminish sharply. I think it kind of already has. If Mr. Biden is an extremely lucky man, she writes, he will win the presidency and his party will hold the House but lose the Senate. If the Democrats win all three, there'll be a runaway train fueled by pent-up progressive demand. If the Democrats lose the Senate, Mr. Biden will have a handy excuse for his natural moderation. You guys may want some cord packing, reparations, and taxes on bovine flatulence, but I've got to get it past Mitch McConnell. If the Democrats lose the Senate, the Biden presidency will be more moderate and more popular in a country whose nerves are shot. A Republican Senate, she writes, will let Biden be Biden. And that Republican Senate, a series of close races. Everything is shaping up with one message. Wherever you are, your vote counts. It matters. And it's going to be close. We're going to be talking about the impact of those votes on the issue of health care and what can we do to actually improve a system that needs improvement. We'll be talking to Dr. Roger Stark coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A busy day of campaigning for President Trump. The president spending his day down in the battleground state of Florida. The president delivering remarks at the Villages and then Pensacola. Before heading off to Florida, the president analyzes his debate performance.
I thought I did great. There are certain groups of very aggressive people that love the first debate. But I think this was better. This is obviously a more popular way of doing it. And no, I think you know, I wanted to play by the rules. They felt very strongly about it. It's two different styles. I'm able to do different styles, you know, if you had to, but this seemed to be much more popular.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden delivering remarks in Delaware on COVID-19 and the economy. Senate Homeland Security Chairman Ron Johnson said the FBI requested an interview with Hunter Biden's former business partner, Tony Bobulinski. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the Michael Medved Show, very pleased to welcome back to the show Dr. Roger Stark, who is the one of the medical experts at the Washington Policy Center, proud to be a sponsor of this show. And you can find out about the work on the by the WPC, the Washington Policy Center, by going to our homepage and clicking on the WPC banner. You can also find out about Dr. Stark's book, which is called Healthcare Policy Simplified, Understanding a Complex Issue. And Dr. Stark, healthcare is a big issue right now, which has been sort of not just simplified, but I think distorted, because everybody is talking about the Supreme Court oral arguments coming up November 10th. Either we're going to get rid of Obamacare or we are going to sustain Obamacare. It's a much bigger, larger issue for change than just yes or no on the future of Obamacare, isn't it?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, what gets lost in this argument is the impact of Medicare and Medicaid. These are two huge government programs. And then the other thing that gets lost is the fact that half of all Americans receive their health benefits, health insurance, through their employer, their spouse's employer. So Obamacare, there's a lot of regulatory kinds of language in that law. If the whole thing was overturned, the impact, the scare tactic is 20 million people would lose their health insurance, and that's absolutely not true. The impact for Obamacare, half of it, actually more than half, but at least half nationally was the impact on Medicaid, and the other half was in the individual market, which doesn't have anything to do with Medicare or with the employer sponsored. So, yeah, the impact is small, even in spite of all the rhetoric.
Okay, what's interesting to me about this is people who have their Obamacare benefits right now mostly want to keep them, including people who are currently on Medicaid, which, as you point out, is the largest increase of health insurance recipients through Obamacare. People who have private insurance want to keep that. People are not unhappy with what they have. What I think is scaring people is just the price of paying for it. And particularly that's scary to American business. So when you talk about change, what are the most important, say, three changes that we need to make, Dr. Stark?
Well, first of all, I think the fundamental is we need to get third-party payers out of our healthcare benefit arena. What I mean by that is 85% of healthcare in this country is paid for by a third party, either our employers or through the government, Medicare, Medicaid, and Obamacare and the VA system. So what we need to do is allow individuals, patients, to control their own healthcare dollars and go out into a reformed insurance market with price transparency and shop for their own insurance products. Those are really the things. Get the third party out of there, price transparency, and health insurance reform. I think those are the three critical areas.
Have you heard either of the presidential candidates speaking about healthcare and healthcare financing reform in a way that's actually constructive, or both of them?
No, not at all. The current administration, the Trump administration, they have done some great things as far as regulations are concerned, allowing short-term limited duration plans, more associated health plans, some insurance reform along those lines. They're pushing for price transparency. Those are really good things. If we look at the other side of the ticket, what Biden is talking about is a public option. Well, a couple of things. First of all, a public option to compete with private insurance, and second of all, lowering the age of eligibility for Medicare from 65 down to 60. What will happen there, Mike, is it's impossible to compete with the government, and so consequently these government programs will essentially take over and absorb the private market. I think what we would see is more employers saying, hey, wait a minute, I can put my employees in the public option. If they're 60 to 65, I can put them in Medicare even though they're still working. And like I say, it's impossible to compete with the government. They've just got the resources to essentially obliterate the private market.
Is there some estimate of what the cost would be lowering Medicare eligibility to age 60? It would be probably hundreds of billions of dollars, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I have not seen any research on that specifically, but going back to Senator Sanders' Medicare for All, that there was going to be an additional tax burden of somewhere between $14 to $34 trillion over the first 10 years. So, yeah, we're talking about serious money here as the government takes over our health care system.
Well, and right now, isn't Medicare due to run out of money to be non-sustainable in just a couple of years anyway, unless there are some changes?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, we've looked at this data, and as the 21st century rolls out, the real big federal expenditures are going to be for Medicare and Medicaid. We just basically can't afford those programs as they exist today. Medicare began in 1965. 25 years later, 1990, it was seven times over the original budget. And as baby boomers retire, the financial impact on the country is even going to be much more tremendous.
So in terms of price transparency, there are a lot of people, particularly when you're sick, it's kind of tough to analyze what's a good deal, what makes sense, what doesn't make sense. Is there some mechanism that could be built in to help people make those consumer decisions?
Well, yeah. I mean, first of all, when you're sick, you're in the middle of a heart attack, God forbid, or you've had a stroke or something like that, those are sort of emergency kinds of situations. You wind up in the emergency room with pneumonia, for example. As it turns out, almost 90% of healthcare in this country is elective. That is, you would have time to make a consumer kind of conscientious decision and choices as far as your care is concerned. So with price transparency, you can shop around. Where can I get the best CT scan? Where would the best price and quality on a total hip replacement be? You have time to shop. And again, if patients as consumers are using their own healthcare dollars, they're going to become savvy consumers and they're going to shop for not only the best price, but also the best quality.
In terms of making some of these changes, have there been any members of the House or the Senate or prominent national political figures who have been making a good deal of sense on this and talking about the kind of constructive change we need to make?
Over the years, there have been a few runs at it. Lindsey Graham put together a program 2 years, 3 years ago, a plan that looked very good. Paul Ryan had a plan before he retired from the House that was fairly comprehensive. It was a good start on health care reform. So the answer is yes, but there's been no unified free market plan out there until actually an organization that I'm part of released a plan this week. It's called the Health Policy Consensus Group. It's made up of policy analysts, healthcare policy analysts from national and state free market think tanks. We released that 2 days ago, and it is going to be presented to congressional leadership as well as to the Trump administration. So we're hopeful that that gets some traction. Of course, the elephant in the room is the election coming up in 2 weeks. And so I think that very likely will set the tone or the direction for healthcare, at least in the next couple of years. So stay tuned.
And let us hope. Let us hope that the Trump administration and, if it so happens, a Biden administration would embrace those proposals for constructive and conservative change. We will have them up there, I'm sure, at the Washington Policy Center. Go to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for WPC. You can find out about Dr. Stark's book and about this new proposal for meaningful change on the crucial issue of health care. We're going to try to go to President Trump live. He's speaking in Florida, coming up on the MedVet Show. Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694. Most of us, nearly all of us, in fact, have been spending so much more time at home recently that now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of our sleep with MyPillow. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the radio listener's special page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this amazing opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the radio listener's special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code MEDVED.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Michael Medved show, the big news today about Israel concluding a deal with Sudan, a deal that was brokered by the Trump administration in an undeniable triumph. Here's a fascinating thing. Israel has a population of 9 million. Sudan has an estimated population of 44 million. It's a big country. And has a bigger population than Saudi Arabia, Sudan. But it's a very poor country, and one of the parts of the deal is that Israel is helping Sudan with investments and with aid, and particularly with developing high-tech agriculture, which is going to be crucial to feeding a hungry and growing population. And some of the companies that are on the cutting edge of all that are headquartered in Israel. And you can find out about some of them through Our Crowd. For too long, the best investment opportunities have only been offered behind closed doors. Angels and venture capitalists get in early on the most promising companies, while most ordinary people wait for them to reach multi-billion dollar valuations before you can invest. That ends right now. Over at Our Crowd, they are opening the doors to today's top pre-vetted opportunities. So you can invest early alongside those venture capitalists. Check it out at Our Crowd on michaelmedved.com. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Our Crowd, and find out more. It costs you nothing, and you get a free regular update on these opportunities sent right to your email. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. President Trump is speaking in Florida, doing something of a victory lap for what he considers and what most people consider a successful debate, certainly compared to the first one for the President of the United States. Here's President Trump.
Murderers are set free, and they're set free into our country. It's ended now. It was very hard to get ended. What I had to do to end it, I will not tell you. I will not tell the people of the villages. I won't tell the people of the village. By the way, you love it here, right? I don't know. It's an incredible popular place. I see it so much. It's incredible. The love, the spirit.
He's speaking at the village.
So do you love the people that developed it? I think so, right? Right? It's nice to have somebody, but that wasn't the same love as you had for the... No, somebody did a good job. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Look at this guy. Look. Beautiful. Look, it's Uncle Sam. Come here. himself. Look at this guy. Look. This is a hell of a day, Mr. Congressman. How are you? When are you getting married? You getting married soon, please? Don't lose her, Congressman. You'd be very depressed. Biden says America is nothing more than an idea. Right? He also said, didn't he say Antifa's just an idea, too? So he's saying, only at the villages could you say that. No, he said America was an idea, but come to think of it, he said Antifa's an idea, too, right? Well, America's not an idea. It's a great country. Okay? It's a great country. And America is our home. It's a nation, and it's a nation that has borders, you know? When you have borders, you have a nation. You take away the borders. They want to take away the borders. They want to take down the wall. The wall is now 400-plus miles long. How about that? And it goes very high and very low. It goes down deep for two reasons. To hold it up is one. That's a good reason, but also for the tunnels. And Arizona is very happy. We just got back, Pam, some numbers from Arizona. Very good. Numbers from Florida. I don't want to talk about it. Look at all the fake news back there. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. Look at all those people.
President Trump lied. There's a great John Roberts in Florida.
Who's generally speaking very good, John, generally, but he has bad moments. Hello, John. You having a good time? He's a good guy. John is good. John is good. They're not all fake. Just about 85% of them. But isn't it amazing? You know, someday I'd like to make a speech without any press. Without any press. One little mistake and they try and take you out. And I do this four times a day. It's crazy. So we're going on a tour for the next 10 days. Can you believe it? We're down to 10, 11 days. And we'll be doing two or three of these and then four of these. And then we're going to end up five or six of these a day. Do you believe that? Is this any kind of a life? Is this a life? Who can do that? Who can do that? Do you think Sleepy Joe can do that? I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think he can do it. To be at the villages. It was a hard thing. This was very hard. They said they have no field that's large enough. I said, do they have a polo field someplace? Let's get a polo. Look at that equipment. Look at those helicopters. How good are they? Everything's good. 2.5 trillion. We should have good helicopters. But if Biden wins, your borders will be gone and your country will be gone, frankly. Look, this is not a man that's capable. When I meet with these heads of state, one thing I can tell you, they're sharp. They're sharp. They're not off. They're sharp. This is not a man that can handle the job. You know, he leaves his house this morning, gets up, and I'm going to talk about it. All he talks about is COVID, 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 because they want to scare people. And we've done so well with it. Now it's 99.8%. I mean, you look at what's going on. And we're rounding the turn. We're rounding the corner. We're rounding the corner beautifully. But Joe Biden was very disrespectful last night to President Barack Hussein Obama. You saw that. Barack Hussein Obama. Remember, Rush Limbaugh would always do that. He'd do Barack Hussein Obama. And Rush is doing okay. You know, Rush is great, isn't it? Do we love Rush? He's got such guts. He's going through a lot, but he's got courage like few people have. He always has had courage. At last night's debate, though, he was very disrespectful. What he said that he, Joe, was vice president, not president, blaming Obama when trying to make excuses for their failed immigration policies. Right? You saw that? I wasn't the president. It was him. Because we talked about cages. Right? I said, Joe, you built the cages. Remember, they tried to say, cages for children. And they said, Trump built cages. And then they found out it was a little problem. There was a picture in the New York Times, the failing New York Times. It's If you take a look at what its unfunded liability is, check it out sometime. It's definitely failing. It's only a question of when. But you take a look at the failing New York Times, and they had a picture of a cage, and they thought that I built it. And it said cage. And then somebody called me. They said, sir, that was built. One of the people that helped build it. That was built in 2014. I said, 2014, I didn't happen to be president. It was built under Obama / Sleepy Joe Biden. And so did you notice when I kept saying, why did you build the cages, Joe? Why did you? And he just kept talking. He didn't want any part of it. But they started it. If you want job safety and borders, you have to vote for the party of Abraham Lincoln. Honest Abe. Vote Republican.
Let's have a cheer for Lincoln.
And I'm voting early tomorrow in Florida. Do you believe it? I'm coming to vote. I came down here.
You know, again, things in Florida are so close. There is an average 1.5, the polling differential. The average of recent polls show Biden 1.5% ahead. That is well within the margin of error, which is approximately 3%. President Trump speaking at the Villages, and again, a huge crowd. And one of the factors that again, people are repeating from last time, is last time President Trump was running a much more active campaign, visiting different states. He also, in the last 10 days of the campaign, he ran a more disciplined campaign, focusing on basically exactly what he wanted to do and the issues that had worked for him all along. And he turned it around, and he won. Not a national popular vote victory, of course, but he won in the electoral college states he needed to win. Florida is one of those states. It's going to be difficult for the president unless he carries it. And one thing that is clearly a good move is by moving from New York, which President Trump has no chance of winning, down to Florida, which he has a strong chance of winning, adding all those Trump family votes, well, it may make a difference in the struggle for control of this greatest nation.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to 1 a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.